From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Melissa Block. The House of Representatives has begun debating its budget resolution. A vote is expected later this week. With supporters talking about the budget, we've noticed one comparison comes up again and again.
Every family in America has to balance their budget. Washington should too.
You know, every family in America understands the necessity of a balanced budget.
This is how every family tries to live in good times and in bad. Your government should do the same.
We heard Budget Committee Chairman Paul Ryan, New Jersey Republican Scott Garrett, and House Speaker John Boehner. It's compelling politics, but as NPR's Tamara Keith reports, the analogy only goes so far.
Paul Ryan's budget is 91 pages long, with colorful graphs and charts. Patty Murray's Senate Democratic budget is 113 pages. And then there's Margie Dennison's budget.
Well, it's one of those three-prong folders. Very water-stained and kind of gross, with binder paper inside.
Dennison lives in Missoula, Montana, with her husband and two sons.
January takes up about 3 pages of binder paper, and I write what my grocery budget is, and then discretionary budget, and then plus gas.
On the grocery page at the start of the month, she writes $1,000 at the top in pencil. Then, every time she goes shopping, she subtracts the amount she spends. It's simple. It's a new system. And it was Dennison's New Year's resolution.
Even in these first 3 months, we haven't totally stuck to it because of extra things happening in February, like lots of skiing.
Skiing totally busted the family's discretionary budget line. Luckily, Dennison was under budget on groceries. But sometimes car repairs or medical bills hit. Occasionally, a credit card is required. And that's one of the things about drawing a comparison to American families. Many families run a deficit. Lucia Dunn is a professor of economics at Ohio State. She works on the Consumer Finance Monthly, a household survey that looks at debt.
For the year 2012, 29% of households had credit card debt, and the average amount of credit card debt they held was $6,662.
The Dennisons make a habit of paying their credit card bills quickly, but many Americans don't or can't. And Dunn says all that debt adds up. Nationwide, the sum total is
$831 billion of credit card debt.
Put another way,
debt has become a way of life for Americans.
It's not clear that American families are as virtuous as some people would like to believe.
Joseph Minerick is research director at the Committee for Economic Development in Washington, D.C., and was chief economist in President Clinton's budget office. And although congressional Republicans talk about balancing the budget as an obvious goal, Minerick says,
balanced budgets are actually quite unusual.
How unusual?
Since 1969, the United States has had a total of 5 balanced budgets. 4 of them were the last years of the Clinton administration.
So family budgets and the federal budget do have some things in common. But the analogy breaks down in other ways. Families can't print money, for instance, or go to war. They can't go out and pass a tax increase. Credit cards charge pretty substantial interest rates, but the federal government is borrowing at really low rates because U.S. bonds come with the full faith and credit of the United States. And then there's this whole issue of the budget itself. In Margie Dennison's family, there's just one budget, the grimy little report folder. Not so under the arcane system that is the American budget process.
The truth is, the federal government doesn't have a single budget.
Douglas Holtz Aiken is the former director of the Congressional Budget Office and is now president of the American Action Forum. Budgets are planning documents. He says in the best of circumstances, the House and Senate agree on one, and then the White House has its own. The president's budget isn't even out yet. And just like the Dennison's budget, where the ski lift tickets trumped the numbers penciled in the folder, the federal budgets don't have the force of law. So if the federal government were a family...
Mom, dad, and the kid each make a plan, and off they go and do it. And at the end of the year, they sit down and say, wow, that didn't work out so well. Let's try it again next year.
Which is likely what Congress and the president will do again a year from now. Tamara Keith, NPR News, The Capitol.